प्रियतमं यदोपरतमंगना सुस्थिरासनम आसाध्य यथा पूर्वम उपाचरत् अजानति प्रियतमं यदोपरतमंगना सुस्थिरासनम आसाध्य यथा पूर्वम उपाचर चैंट Matajis? Ajanati Priyatama. Ajanati, without any knowledge, Priyatamam, her dearmost husband, Yada, when Uparatam passed away, Angana, the woman, Sustira, fixed up, Asanam, on the seat, Asadhya, going up to, Yatha, as, Purvam, before, Upachara, went on serving him. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The daughter of King Vidarbha continued as usual to serve her husband, who was seated in a steady posture, until she could ascertain that he has passed away from the body. Purport. It appears that Queen did not even talk to her husband while serving. She would simply perform her prescribed duties without talk. Thus, she did not stop rendering service until she could ascertain that her husband has passed from the body. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, in this chapter, in this particular verses are describing how the wife is supposed to serve her husband. So, that is our Vedic culture, wife serving her husband. Just like a disciple serves his spiritual master. Once Srila Prabhupada was in Mexico, And then Mexicans, they are almost like Indians. So our their culture, some of the disciples, they were commenting to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Mexicans are like Indians. Prabhupada said, yes, how they became influenced by Vedic culture. Srila Prabhupada said, previously the whole world was coming under Vedic culture. But now somehow they got separated. Then Srila Prabhupada said, now we see all this Western world, they are advancing technologically. And then India is copying them. So we are also losing out our culture. But still, our Indian culture is the best. He said, even though it is dying out, Srila Prabhupada compared our Indian culture to a dead elephant. Prabhupada said, elephant, whether it is alive or dead, it is very valuable. Right? So when the elephant is alive, so many tasks he does. Then when it is dead also, they take out that, teeth, all that. So it's very valuable. Right? It is offense also to collect the, what you call? Tusks of, it's very expensive. Like that, whatever it is, Indian culture is, very valuable. People should, copy from Indian culture. So that is very important. So one of the, of course, nowadays India also degrading, marriages or divorce rate is very high because husband and wife, they do not know how to live together. And but it is very important, for a wife to serve her husband, so when it is not possible, just like once Srila Prabhupada was in Los Angeles, sometime in 1967. So after the afternoon nap, when Srila Prabhupada opened his door, he saw one devotee, his name was Subal Das. So Prabhupada was surprised to see him. Hey Subal, what are you doing here? You are supposed to be in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Then Subal Prabhu blurted out, crying, Prabhupada, my wife has left me. So Srila Prabhupada actually personally married both of them, and his wife's name was Krishna Devi Dasi. And so he was narrating the whole incident, how she actually, Prabhupada sent them to open a temple in Santa Fe in New Mexico, both of them. And then they were preaching, and one boy, his name was Randy, he was coming to the Sunday program, and then this lady became attracted to him, and then she left with him. So Prabhupada said, don't worry, don't worry, I will write to her and then she will come back to you again. So Prabhupada wrote to her that, my dear Krishna Devi Dasi, I am very disturbed to hear this news. The whole society, all the devotees and myself, we are very disgusted with your behavior. So I am requesting you, that please go back to Subal immediately, without like that. So meanwhile, she wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada saying that, I don't want to leave Krishna consciousness, but I want to practice Krishna consciousness with my husband, my new boyfriend, Randy. So Srila Prabhupada wrote to her that it looks like, you are repenting. Please, come back to your husband if you have at all any love for me or any love for Krishna. So meanwhile, Subal went back. Next day morning, he went back to Santa Fe, and then he found out that they didn't come back, Krishna Devi and all. So meanwhile, he wrote to Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada wrote back to him saying that I am very much disturbed by your condition. I'm very sympathetic with your condition. I know that you must be very devastated from the separation of your wife. Do not worry. You chant Hare Krishna. If you are feeling very heavy in your heart, come and spend few days with me. So I hope that will my association will ease your heaviness. So before receiving that letter, Shubhal left and then he was with Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, "Oh, did you receive my letter?" He said, "No, I didn't receive your letter." Prabhupada said, "No, I wrote that letter. I think you must have received. Anyway, you stay with me." Then they had a small house and he just fitted in. So one day, Prabhupada was walking, and then they sat under a tree, and then he, like that, Srila Prabhupada was, talking to Subal. So there he saw two butterflies mating. Said Prabhupada said, "This is the life, even in a bird, birds among birds also this is there, So when Maya kidnaps a man, he undergoes a lot of suffering. So like that. So later on, he told, do some service. Prabhupada told him to carve. He previously carved Jagannath Balde Subhadra deities. And he told, now you carve Radha Krishna deities from the hardwood. So later on, Srila Prabhupada wrote to Krishna Devi Dasi that your husband, Sriman Subal Das, he is living very peacefully with me. And then carving Radha Krishna deities out of the hardwood. In the same way, our material life, material existence is just like hardwood. If you can carve out, Radha Krishna from this material existence, then our life will be successful. Then, whatever it is, so at any circumstance, Srila Prabhupada wrote to her, that you must not forget Krishna. You must not forget Krishna. I love you at my heart and I gave you the name Krishna Devi Dasi. Don't forget Krishna even for a moment. I hope everything will be alright. As soon as you come here with Randy, and I am awaiting your arrival with great interest." So Prabhupada wrote to her. So in our day-to-day dealings, we had rejected such a person very badly and insulted. And but Prabhupada understands. So one more time, Srila Prabhupada was, there was some controversy regarding women's liberation movement and all that. Prabhupada spoke very strongly. So once Prabhupada was traveling from Tokyo to Hawaii in Pan Am Airlines, so Prabhupada was telling his servant, Nitai Das, said, "Go and tell that stewardess, air hostess, shave your head like us, you will also become liberated." He was telling him. So Prabhupada was very sorry that in the name of women's liberation movement and all, these women, they are being exploited. So once Prabhupada found in 1966 or 7 that he found out one lady, one disciple of Srila Prabhupada, he was having illicit affair with one more married man, devotee. So Srila Prabhupada, very sorry, said, "Why are you allowing yourself to be exploited by him like this?" So he was very sorry, because a woman is very safe when she is protected under the care of her husband and serve him. But Prabhupada understands the modern civilization. They don't want to be, they don't want to serve their husband. But Prabhupada actually dovetailed their service attitude to serve him, to serve him. So he did not reject, even if some women, they rejected their husbands, right? So he was very, this Govindasi Mataji, she was serving Prabhupada very nicely, almost for 1 year. She was serving Srila Prabhupada. Then when they were in Los Angeles, Prabhupada sent Gaurasundar Prabhu to Hawaii to open a center there. Then he told Govindas, you also go and join him. You know, you will not be happy, you know, staying away separately from him. You know, you must go and serve your husband, help him. So she was very reluctant and she was crying. You know, Prabhupada, I am very happy serving you. Please don't send me away. But Prabhupada said, no, you must go and join your husband. So later on, he was telling Govindasi, Mataji, that you are very nice. You type nicely, you cook nicely, you know, you take care of me very nicely. Only disqualification of yours is you are a woman. You know, don't worry. In your next life, you will become a man and be my personal assistant all the time. So, Prabhupada, so she went. They served Srila Prabhupada so nicely, and they had so much love for Srila Prabhupada, you know, this Govindas Mataji and all. But in their exuberance, sometimes they would trouble Srila Prabhupada, you know. Prabhupada, after he went back to India, from India to America, he was sick in 1967. He came and spent some few years, few months here in India, and then he went back to Los Angeles, West. Then they got a message, some of the disciples in India, they sent a message to the disciples in West, saying that, you know, Swamiji is very sick, he is not supposed to eat this, he is not supposed to eat that, he should not eat sweets and all that. When this Yamuna Mataji and Govindasi Mataji, when they reached, you know, where I think San Francisco or Los Angeles, they put a plan, diet plan for Srila Prabhupada. You know, you should not eat this, you should not eat that. You know, Upendra was cooking for him regular meal, chapati, sabji, you know, kachoris and all that. Prabhupada tolerated for some time. And then once they served some boiled sabjis, then he remarked, what is this? You know, Prabhupada, boiled sabjis, said, this is a very nasty, you know, they are not suitable for eating. You know, let the starvation committee go to hell, you know, feed me nicely. And then he would tell, you know, how to cook laddus, you know. Prabhupada was saying, I think Subuddhi Rai or somebody, that you cook me very nice laddus, I will take you back home, back to garden. You know, then Prabhupada would teach him, he has diabetes and all that, Prabhupada would never bother, right? You know. So, like that. Well, so they have dovetailed, just like once, you know, Prabhupada was traveling, I can't spell that, Al Bureke Airport, something. What is that airport? Al Bukerek. ALBUQ. Huh? Al Bukerek Airport. He was there, and then he was supposed to go to Santa Fe. The temple president, he came, Harinam Das or some Haigriv Das, and he came to receive Srila Prabhupada. He said, so what is your program? Prabhupada, we can't go to Santa Fe. He said, why, you know, like that, some problem is there, this and that. So, what should we do now? He said, you know, next flight, you know, is only in the night, so I can't stay like this. You know, okay, then Govindasi said, let me find out some guest house, you know, a reasonable guest room, because that time they didn't have so much money also. So she panicked, and then she went around the city and came after sometime and said, Prabhupada, I could not find any guest room. And then she started crying, said, Prabhupada, now what Krishna wants us to do? What Krishna wants? Prabhupada was very angry. He looked at her and said, it doesn't matter, but he wants what you want to do. You know, then they took him to Santa Fe and all that. Then Prabhupada was asking the Toshan Krishna, his servant, so why they didn't want me to come here? It is a nice place. They wrote also, Swamiji is coming, welcome, like that. Then She's actually, this Govindasi, she didn't want you to come because she thought that, you know, very high altitude and you'll fall sick, you know. So, because she herself is very sick. Prabhupada commented that she, Govindasi, she's always sick. Even if she goes to heavenly planets, she will be sick. Don't, you never, you know, this is the problem, you know, never listen to a woman. You know, never listen to a woman. So, like that, out of their love, you know, sometimes they would disturb Srila Prabhupada. But Prabhupada was, you know, okay. You know, he knows, you know, that he's the way they loved Srila Prabhupada is amazing. You know, it's amazing. They just gave up their life just like that. Just like that, they gave up. You know? So they were constantly thinking about Srila Prabhupada and how to serve him, you know, how to please him. You know, like that. So once Prabhupada lived there for some time, and then Prabhupada was in New York, and then he was going away. Then all the devotees, you know, they felt that Prabhupada was sick and, you know, he should not be disturbed. You know, he should not be disturbed. So once, but Prabhupada would not relent, you know. Prabhupada would not relent. He would keep on speaking. And especially when somebody brings up this Mayavadi topics, he would become very excited. And Prabhupada, once Malati Mataji asked Srila Prabhupada about some Mayavad philosophy question. Then Prabhupada was went on for a long time. And then later on Upendra, he spoke to Malati Mataji saying that, you know, what you have done is not correct. You should not ask this question to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada is very sick. You know, then you made him speak for many hours like this. So she was very disturbed. Then she wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada. Then after she wrote, after reading Prabhupada letter, Prabhupada told Upendra, what did you tell, you know, Malati? You know, then he narrated. Prabhupada said, go and beg forgiveness from Malati. You know, I am not, once one disciple was leaving early, said, why you're going? Stay, you know, sit here. Swamiji, I thought I'm disturbing you, you know, your work of translating. Prabhupada said, no, my disciples are my work. You know, then Upendra Prabhu, he went and begged forgiveness from Malati Mataji. One more time, Jadurani Mataji, she was leaving him and going. Prabhupada asked, why everybody, nobody is coming to meet me? Prabhupada, Swamiji, we are thinking that we will be disturbing you because you are not so well. Srila Prabhupada said, no. You know, if you love somebody, you want to hear him speak. You know, so once when Prabhupada was, first time in 1972 he went to Mexico, like I told, there so like a tumultuous you know kirtan they were doing, and people are so excited to you know receive Srila Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada spoke various few words, where thank you very much for your welcome and all that. Then he, you know, Krishna consciousness is very nice and all that. Then he went and took rest. Now, they had a small two-story building, and just above the temple room, Prabhupada's room was there. Living quarters were there. And then they were doing kirtan, you know, Hare Krishna kirtan, chanting loudly for 1 hour. You know, for 1 hour. And then his secretary came and said, you know, please, you know, stop this kirtan. You will be disturbing Srila Prabhupada. Then after some, Srila Prabhupada asked, why did they stop kirtan? So, Prabhupada, we thought that the kirtan will be disturbing you. Prabhupada said, no, I can rest along with the kirtan. The kirtan is transcendental. You know, one more time, all the disciples, they were, you know, they were standing in the hall and chant started saying, Jai Srila Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Like that, you know, tumultuous kirtan they were doing. Then Prabhupada asked, what is this kirtan? No, tell them to chant Hare Krishna. But they wouldn't stop. Jai Shri Prabhupada, Jai Shri Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada came out and asked, what do they want? Then Hridayananda Maharaj told Prabhupada, they want to have your personal darshan. You know? Then all of them, you know, they were standing in the queue and they were coming and touching the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. And they were saying something in the Spanish. Prabhupada asked, what are they saying? You know? Then Prabhupada, they are saying, they are asking you to give them benediction. Prabhupada said, okay, Hare Krishna. So everyone would come and touch the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, said, Hare Krishna. You know? So Prabhupada was very pleased, you know, with disciples in Mexico. Like that. One more time. Like when the Shyam Sundar Prabhu, Malati, and they all these couples who are supposed to go to London. So they came to Montreal to meet Srila Prabhupada and get, you know, take his blessings. You know, take his blessings and go to London for preaching. So Mukunda Prabhu and all, they requested before going, can we kiss your lotus feet? Prabhupada said, okay. So I think Gurudas and Yamuna Mataji and Shyam Sundar Prabhu and Malati Mataji and Mukund Prabhu and Janki. Right, they all of them, they went to, so everybody was going and they were kissing the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada, you know, so blessing them. So Srila Prabhupada was very proud, you know. He actually very much wanted Krishna consciousness be spread in Europe, especially in London and all, because his Guru Maharaj, he sent some few sannyasis and they came back, you know, failed. You know, so like many times I told, this Ban Maharaj, he went there. He published a book, you know, with him, with a magazine, you know, with his picture on the cover page, you know, holding a harmonium and you know, doing kirtan. So when this magazine was received by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur threw it and said, this person has become asara. Instead of putting his Guru Maharaj's picture on the cover, he is putting his own picture. You know, his own picture. Once Rai Rama Prabhu, he printed a poster, you know, inviting lectures in New York, and said that he put a picture of Srila Prabhupada. This man has changed the, you know, lives of so many people. Like that, some write-up he did. So when they showed it to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada was very unhappy. So how, why is, you know, addressing the spiritual master as the man? You know, it is very disrespectful. It shows his mentality. You know, it shows his mentality. So later on, Rai Rama Prabhu left the movement. So so Srila Prabhupada, he showed, you know, by him, his own example, you know, by his own example, you know, how to serve the spiritual master. Then he inspired his disciples, you know, Western disciples, who are not having any you know, experience of, you know, serving a spiritual master. You know, so once one person, one professor, you know, he came and he was arguing with Srila Prabhupada, why should we bow down? You know, when Prabhupada would speak in colleges and all, sometimes students would protest, why they are bowing down to you? You know, everybody is same. You know, so one professor was saying, in everybody's heart there is God. You know, so why should we bow down to you? So in everybody's heart there is God. In my heart there is no God. You know, Prabhupada was arguing. So Prabhupada, they was arguing, why should we bow down? Prabhupada said, you have to bow down. You know, You have to bow down in front of sex life. You have to bow down in front of your wife. Like once, you know, one king was saying, you know, I will not bow down to anybody. But the minister said, you have to bow down in front of your, you know, barber. Right? Everybody has to bow down. So everybody has to bow down in front of death. You know? But if we bow down in front of Krishna, you know, there will be no more death. Right? So he showed, you know, once one German, when Srila Prabhupada went to Germany, that Shivananda Prabhu, he was just 18, 19 year old boy, you know. So Prabhupada said, you know, you spread this Krishna consciousness, you know. So Srila Prabhupada actually once, on Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's appearance day, he was in, I think, Los Angeles or somewhere. And then some of the disciples, you know, they wrote letters from San Francisco, New York, everywhere, praising the, you know, praising Srila Prabhupada. So they wrote letters saying that, you know, we are very happy ever since, you know, we met you. We feel very happy, you know, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You know, we changed our lives like that. So Srila Prabhupada made that offering as, you know, offering to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You know, he was reading letters. Yeah, that time he was in Germany only, Hamburg. Then few disciples were there. Then Srila Prabhupada asked one of the disciples, what is your experience in Krishna consciousness? She said, Swamiji, ever since I met you, I am very happy. So what about you? Like that, you know, he was asking. So they all said, we are very happy. You know, we are ever since, you know, we have started chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So Srila Prabhupada said, yes, please, you know, spread this. Just go and tell everybody. You know, go and tell everybody that, you know, ever since I am chanting Hare, he was telling Nandarani, you know, ever since, you know, I am chanting Hare Krishna, I am very happy. You just go and tell this much, you know. Just go and tell everybody that, you know, ever since I am chanting Hare Krishna, I am very happy. You know? So, so Srila Prabhupada wanted, you know, this preaching, you know, like people, like once Aniruddha Prabhu, he was explaining, you know, he was narrating his experience, you know, once Prabhupada wanted, you know, eucalyptus, you know, twigs for, you know, brushing his teeth. So he went to one garden and he was, took a knife and cutting, you know, some. Then one policeman came, hey, what are you doing here? So in America, the trespassing and especially showing your open knife and all, it is, you know. So he wanted to haul him up, you know. Then he saw, you know, bead bag around his neck. He said, what is this, you know? He explained, you know, some beads, beads, and we chant Hare Krishna. Then he asked him, are you coming from a mental institution? You know, he left him. He said, otherwise, he would have, you know, taken him. Srila Prabhupada, he was narrating to Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was asked him, Aniruddha, have you not asked him that, are you crazy? You are not crazy? Like that. So Srila Prabhupada wanted, you know, this as a Guru Dakshina, you know, that all the disciples, you know, they should take the trouble, you know, and you know, tell them, if you don't know any philosophy, you know, tell the people, you know, I am, ever since I am chanting Hare Krishna, I am very happy. You know, this much you tell, you know, you will be doing a great favor. Once Srila Prabhupada called Naranarayan Prabhu, and he asked, on his table one ant is crawling, you know, do you see Naranarayan, this ant, the small ant? He said, yes Prabhupada, you know, our you know, goal of our movement is to deliver this ant also. You know, we should chant Hare Krishna even for this ant also. You You know, Narayan Prabhu was saying, see, this is the, you know, broad-mindedness of Srila Prabhupada. You know, Prabhupada was thinking, you know, about, you know, even delivering the ant also on his table. And sometimes he would give, you know, some, you know, Mahaprasad, you know, leaf, garland from the, you know, to Srila, you know, that some insects and all, like that. So, if we cannot, even if we cannot do, you know, regular vanashrama duties, like a serving husband or whatever, you know, Srila Prabhupada actually wants us, you know, to serve his orders, his instructions, you know, perfectly. You know, perfectly. Then our life will be successful. Otherwise, once Srila Prabhupada, so I was telling the Shivananda Prabhu, so Prabhupada was very pleased with him. You know, small boy, you know, 18-year-old boy. He said, Prabhupada, so this is what, I got diverted. So, Prabhupada, so Shivananda Prabhu understood Prabhupada's mood. He said, okay, I will go to Europe and start some centers. So he went to Amsterdam and he was chanting and all. And then he sent a picture of, you know, Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and he's chanting and all. So, Prabhupada was very pleased. I don't understand what you have, this language, newspaper cutting he sent, but I'm very glad that, you know, you're, you know, establishing Krishna consciousness. So from there he went to Germany, and he was having trouble there in Germany. Prabhupada, in order to encourage Shivananda Prabhu, Prabhupada took out, you know, time out of his busy schedule, and he went, even though there were no programs, and Prabhupada said, I'm coming. You know, so he went to Hamburg. So he was going around. Prabhupada said, he saw, you know, early morning when they were going for morning walk, Srila Prabhupada, he saw some of the passers-by drinking beer, you know. So he said, oh, they already started drinking? Shivananda Prabhu said, yes, Prabhupada, you know, they are. You know, then he asked, why these Germans are so fat? He said, they eat a lot of potatoes. No, they eat a lot of meat. You know, then Srila Prabhupada said, even though Europeans are the most, among all the Europeans, Germans are most intelligent, but they are very materialistic. You are Germans or what? So, Prabhupada, so then they were going on a morning walk, and then Prabhupada saw, see how, you know, he would, you know, everything, you know, he would connect it to Krishna consciousness. You know, once he saw one advertisement, unalloyed steel, you know, Prabhupada said, we will do unalloyed devotion service. Right? Once he was walking by, and then he saw, he heard one screeching noise, you know, in garbage. Then he went there. In the garbage, one huge rat was caught in the garbage and screeching, you know, ah, ah. And Prabhupada said, he's doomed. You know, he's doomed. So, like that, Prabhupada, you know, said, you know, we are also caught in this garbage of, you know, material world. We are also doomed if you are not Krishna conscious. Right? Once in Mexico, he was walking by and he saw a huge garbage tin, you know. He said, what did they write? Something was written in Spanish. Prabhupada, you know, throw dirt in this. It was written. Throw dirt in this. Oh, we have to throw this material world into this. You know? So he saw a small tugboat, you know, towing a large ocean liner in the waters. Right? Then Srila Prabhupada observed, just see, this small tugboat is, you know, towing, carrying this huge ocean liner. Because this ocean liner's engine is off. You know, his engine is off. In the same way, Maya Devi, you know, tows away this soul, you know, into the hellish planets. Because we become disconnected from Krishna. You know, very nice example. You know, so Prabhupada, he was very much concerned you know. Then she was explaining, you know. So one professor, Dr. Ben Hart, you know, Sivan Prabhu went to the university and spoke to him, you know. So Srila Prabhupada, when he came, he was actually studying some Vaishnava religious festivals of India, and he was very scholarly in Sanskrit, you know. So when he came to meet Srila Prabhupada, he was conversing with Srila Prabhupada in Sanskrit. And Prabhupada also was fluently conversing with that person in Sanskrit. And then this servant, he was there, and sometimes Prabhupada would say something in English, or he would also say something in English. Otherwise, they were just conversing in Sanskrit. So that's that professor asked, in between he was saying in English, "So what you are saying is that all my studies and knowledge are useless without devotion?" Srila Prabhupada said, "Yes, you understood now." Then one more time he was saying, "All my studies and library are just like an ass laden down with so many books that are pushing me to my grave." Prabhupada said, "That's right, that's right." You know? So all the efforts, all the studies, you know, are incomplete if you don't serve the spiritual master, you know, very humbly. So once Srila Prabhupada, in Mexico, they arranged some programs and all. So 8 o'clock in the morning, he took breakfast. You know, he took breakfast. And he went to nearby city for preaching. And he had 2-3 preaching programs he had. And then they had arranged a dinner with some Mataji, Lakshmi Priya. So when Prabhupada finished, you know, they were very interested in Hatha Yoga and all that. So this Path of Perfection was written from the lectures of Srila Prabhupada given in Mexico, you know. A lot of Hatha yogis and all, they were coming and meeting Srila Prabhupada, and they wanted to know like that. So Srila Prabhupada came back and said, "No, I don't want to take anything." So he went back and he had some, he told them to cook some halwa, you know, took some halwa, and then he took some hot milk. Prabhupada said, "This is, you know, way to be happy. This is the way to be happy. Work whole day, you know, serve Krishna, and then take little halwa in the night and take little milk and sleep. This is our way of becoming happy." You know? So I request, nowadays some brahmacharis, they have this policy, "I will work, you know, shift system, you know, all that, you know, I will study," and, you know. Well, we should work hard whole day. You know, we should work hard in such a way that as soon as we hit the bed, you fall asleep. Not that, you know, you don't have seva in the, one doesn't want to do seva, sleep in the afternoon. So naturally, if you sleep in the afternoon for 1 or 2-3 hours, then you don't get in the sleep in the night time. Then 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and then once you sleep after 11 o'clock, you know, 12 o'clock, then you don't get sufficient rest. Then you don't want to wake up for Mangalati, and the temple commander comes and chastises, puts water, all that. Then they will have fight, and you know. So this is a wrong policy some devotees are adopting. We should work hard, you know, and multitasking. Srila Prabhupada wanted the devotees to do everything, you know, preaching, deity worship, you know, book distribution, everything. You know, then, you know, if we are engaged completely 24 hours in Krishna's service, then Maya will not disturb us. Yeah? Maya will not disturb us. So, once Srila Prabhupada was in Miami, I think. So, Tripurari Prabhu, he was asking Srila Prabhupada. So you asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, sometimes, you know, we are accused that, you know, we are cheating people and all. You know, we are trying to be as straightforward as possible. Then Prabhupada said, no, a devotee of Krishna never cheats. You know, Krishna's service is so sublime that even if you are cheat, we are not culprit. Just like a mother is telling the child, you take this medicine, I will give you a laddu. And the child is diverted, he will take the medicine. Even if he don't give laddu later on, she is not cheating. Mother is not cheating. You know? Mother is not cheating. So like that, sometimes we tell so many things. Like sometimes, you know, when the people come to our book distribution table, you know, here, do you have Mahabharat? Yeah, yeah. Take this, you know, the people don't know, you know. You know, Mahabharat, yeah, yeah, Bhagavad Gita de denega. So later on they will call, are Mahabharat chahiye tha humko, oh, Mahabharat ka essence hai wo. You know, Mahabharat ka essence hai. Right? They say, Ramayana you have got? Yeah, yeah. You know, ninth canto Bhagavatam de denega. Right? So, the Tripurari Prabhu asked Srila Prabhupada, just by distributing your books, we can become self-realized? Srila Prabhupada replied, you are already self-realized. You are already self-realized. Otherwise, how can you push on the books? You love Krishna, therefore you take so much labor for pushing on. That is self-realization. You know, if anyone tries to establish that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is a that is self-realization. You know, some lectures I am giving in Friday, we have developed a PowerPoint presentation, the absolute need of God in the society. So Prabhupada gave, there was a morning walk conversation in Los Angeles in 1973, you know, how Prabhupada, you know, the absolute need for, you know, God in the society. There was a morning walk conversation. Based on that, we developed a PowerPoint presentation. We are giving lectures, you know, some newcomers and all. So I am telling them, so very clearly Prabhupada, in that conversation, Prabhupada was, you know, explaining how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. By surrendering to Krishna, you know, we will become happy. Like that, one more time, some other time I will tell. So somebody understands that after the lecture, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, even if one person repeats, you know, I feel that, you know, my purpose of going there is successful. You know, so we try to. Then Tripurari Prabhu asked, sometimes devotees ask if they can take distributing books for you. Srila Prabhupada, you know, beamed. Said, yes, that is very good. You know, that is pure devotional service. A devotee doesn't want to go back to Vaikuntha or Goloka, liberation. He doesn't want. You know, just like Prahlad Maharaj, you know, I am worried about for all these people. You know, I am okay. Once Srila Prabhupada was traveling because they didn't have money. They had to send him, Srila Prabhupada, from Montreal to Santa Fe. And then on the way, he had to get down at Chicago airport. Ohare airport. You know, Prabhupada was very happy. Ohare airport. He said, it was a huge airport. And lot of, just like our bus stand, you know. So many buses and our train stations, CST station. Like that, airports are like that in America. So many people travel by airport, airplanes only. So Prabhupada was walking and he was, people are very anxiously seeing, you know, from which gate their flight is going and all that. So Prabhupada got down at the Chicago airport. And then he was going to that gate where his flight to Santa Fe is going. And on the way, when he was stepping, walking down the staircase, he overstepped and he fell down. You know, he fell down from the staircase. And then he hurt his hand. He hurt his hand. And then one gentleman, he came and helped Srila Prabhupada. You know, so Prabhupada thanked him. You know, it became bruised and hand was hurting Prabhupada. And then when he got down, one reporter asked, during the course of your travels, you know, what difficulties you undergo. Prabhupada said, I have no difficulties, you are having difficulties. Because every day you pay, you know, CST station, you know, Virar to Churchgate, Churchgate to Virar. Many people die, you know, in the stations, fall down. So Prabhupada was very unhappy, you know, looking. So like that, so Prabhupada was very, his mood was to deliver. So in order to make our life successful, you know, so we should follow his instructions. So it's very simple. Prabhupada, the one congregational devotee, he was asking some of you, right, better become brahmacharis. So one devotee Hawaii, he was asking Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, suppose I have some job outside and I'm living outside, I'm working outside. You know, he was taking, actually he was, Prabhupada was giving initiation to people. And then he asked one person who is working in a garage and all others are shaved up. He was not shaved up. Prabhupada asked him, you want Krishna or you want material life? So he said, I want Krishna. That's all right. Then he gave him the initiation. So one more time, one congregation duty was asking, suppose I am living outside, I am working outside, I take initiation. But if I don't give 50% of my income, so then I am doing it, so I am living but I am not giving 50% of my income. So then that job I am doing, is it actually under the authority of the Guru? Right? So many discussions were there, right? 50% means what? Right? So Srila Prabhupada replied, then you are not following the instructions of Guru. That is a plain fact. So Prabhupada said, if you are not giving 50% of your income, then you are not following. Devotee asked, that means whole activity during the day is unauthorized activity? Srila Prabhupada, if you do not follow the instructions of the Guru, it is unauthorized activity. You have fallen down immediately. So this is what spiritual life means. Following the instructions of the spiritual master. So just like the wife who was serving her husband very faithfully, you know, she will feel separation and she would go back home, back to Godhead later on. In the same way, one who is following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, love Srila Prabhupada, and carry out his instructions, then our life will be successful. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.